This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
And it's a very haunting piece because there's hardly any place to go with it. It's just really like I can see him walking from the barbecue back to the picnic blanket with this slab of ribs or something. And then, you know, he's playing the trumpet. It's a beautiful piece. And one of my teachers in New York taught it to me when I didn't want to learn it because I thought it was too old. And said, no, we don't want to play this old stuff. We want to play new stuff. And later on, I realized that it's all the same. Old and new, it's all just one big swirl of beautiful music. So don't feel that way anymore.
Thank you.
by my standards. Yeah, you know what I was doing? I was listening to Nina Simone on a car commercial that they put together. Remember when Nina Simone was my baby, the new rings, unga unga unga, the big boogie bass. My baby just cares for me. So that's how it came about, sort of knocking it around like that. I thought, well, maybe something can happen. But Jermaine knows what I mean, because she's right at it, too. We're both into that. What can we do to mess up this song? Here's another one. Thank you. is 6 pages, and what I like about it is it has the Spanish tinge going throughout, and so for ragtime in New Orleans in the at the beginning of the century, they have the Mexican influence, the Spanish influence, and to have the other marching band side of it too was incredibly powerful. And in his work, there's a lot of both. And tonight, I have another Spanish tinge piece called Spanish Schwa. I'm gonna do for you. This piece has never been recorded. He played it, the composer that is, played it at the Library of Congress in 1938. And for Robin Lomax to document. Thank you. mind, but the piece is so very beautiful that in a way, you know, it's just, it will never happen unless it's forced. You just have to keep on playing it and having this experience. So for me, it's a great experience to go forward with the piece. You got to be totally nuts to try to do that. And to solo in the middle of it. But it's one of my favorite pieces. Let's see. Thank you. It's built on augmented triads, four augmented triads. It's got a lot of whole tones, overtones, superimposed whole tones. Best way to describe it.
Thank you.
Wall of Peace and how Fats Waller and the Harlem Strike then especially was attracted to. I had a chance to play on the same evening at the Village Gate with Willie the Lion Smith, and that was highlight in my solo piano career. Are we supposed to be? Okay. There's a rag that I wrote on a pentatonic scale by the this is what we were talking about with the teachers of the painter. This rag is called Margie Fargie.